Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's go to the River Islands guest line and welcome in Steve Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort, and the same is true for your hair. Great Clips. It's going to be great. Get out to YouTube as well. Steve is joining us on video. Hey, Coach, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing fantastic. So, boy, lots to talk about coming out of this game. I love the conversations we've had through the years where you've sort of sometimes had to express, you know, sometimes I don't always show it, but I'm kind of fiery sometimes. And this year we're getting to see it. We got some more like arms waving Steve Kerr on the sideline again last night.
Yeah, I was a little riled up. I guess was it late first or early side? I think it was late first.
Late first, yeah.
Yeah, you know, we just made a couple defensive mistakes, mental errors, and so I was angry, and it happens. You know, I didn't break a clipboard. I was close, but kept the clipboard intact, and the guys were great. I mean, I, whether they responded to me or not, I mean, the whole point was just, you know, we've got to be better, and the guys were great the last three quarters, and really proud of them, and now we've got to – you know, take advantage of a little bit of momentum and see if we can go get another one tomorrow.
Yeah, and a little bit of practice time and a chance to actually sleep in your own bed. And so you do now have the advantage of having a more tenable schedule. So did that add maybe a little bit to the early frustration last night where things are now breaking your way schedule-wise and you're home against a team that you should be able to handle? Was that all part of what culminated into that frustration?
Maybe, I think everybody was a little frustrated coming off the Portland game. That's a tough game. It's always a tough game coming back from a long road trip and, you know, not much recovery time. It almost feels like another road game. And we needed to get that one. We didn't. And so there was frustration in the entire locker room. And, to go into that Utah game last night at 9-9, I think we all felt like we should be at least, you know, a couple games better, maybe even more. So there was probably a little of that frustration that factored in. But more than anything, it was just a game plan, you know, game plan mistakes that were happening, and we had to get that corrected.
You know, we noticed, Steve, when that happened and you kind of pulled everybody over to talk it out, Pods did not go back in for the rest of the half. There was also a 21-0 run that then ensued. What was going into the decision-making process there? What did you see during that successful run?
Well, he was back out there right after the timeout. I didn't take anybody out after the timeout. But at the top of the second quarter, I wanted to spark. And Pat Spencer is always a guy who gives us energy and flow. He throws the ball ahead. There's a really good rhythm that comes with when Pat's on the floor. And so normally that would be a time when BP's out there. But I just felt like we needed something different, a spark. And Pat gave us that. Will Richard gave us that. And we went on a huge run and really, got into got into a good rhythm there the rest of the game.
How big is it for your team that the majority of that happened in what we call the non-Steph minutes?
Yeah, you know, a year ago when we got Jimmy, we were really good in the non-Steph minutes, and we have not been as good this season. We haven't found our rhythm with the second unit around Jimmy, and so it was good to see that happen. It's one of the benefits of having Jimmy Butler. You can play through him at any time, whether Steph's on the floor or not, and so I know we're better than what we've shown to this part of the season, but we've got enough talent to be able to play well, you know, whether Steph's on the floor or not. Obviously, we're going to be at our best when he's out there, but we should be more consistent when he's on the bench.
Steve Kerr with us here, Willard and Dibbs, as he is every week, 95.7 The Game. Steve, can we get quick injury updates on Jonathan, Draymond, and Al Horford and what the plan is right now?
Yeah, so Al's out all week. Draymond is questionable for tomorrow. He practiced today and felt a lot better. So I think there's a good he plays tomorrow. And then JK got his first 3-on-3 in since the knee has kept him out over the last couple weeks. So he will play 5-on-5 tomorrow. He said he felt a lot better today. And so the hope is that he would be ready for Saturday. But again, we'll just keep it day to day.
Definitely out for tomorrow, though. That's already listed. So Steve, I want to let everybody who's listening hear this again, or maybe they haven't heard it, because there is there's some thought around this, maybe the mystery of the Jonathan Kuminga injury. A week ago, you were on this show saying you thought maybe he'd play in Miami, and now it's kind of lagged a little bit. Sunday at practice, here's a little back and forth with regard to the situation.
Did Jonathan practice?
Kind of. He did a few things, yeah.
Is he just – any?
I don't know where – like, he's got to tell you where he is. I mean, he didn't do anything. We did, like, kind of – we didn't do scrimmages, but we did live drill work, and he barely did any of that. So, not moving well. So, training staff is working with him. You know, I have no idea when he's going
to
play.
So, I don't want to put thoughts in your head. To me, you sound a little frustrated there with that subject. But so I want to let you speak on it. What were you feeling in that conversation?
Well, it was frustrating to say day to day for two straight weeks.
Yeah.
and then kept, you know, continue to get asked about it because it's day to day, but not really having, a definitive answer. And so, but the training staff, you know, they're doing their jobs, and it was just tough to know what was going on. And, but that's why it was great to see him out there today, scrimmaging in the half court and feeling better. I think he's finally getting through there. But yeah, there's frustration sometimes when there's not, you know, clarity in terms of what's happening with an injury, and that was just the case. So I was a little frustrated by that.
Yeah, and just to allow you to dispel something that I'm sure you know is kind of out there because of all the history with Jonathan Kuminga, when people see something like this, there's a lot of people going, hey, is this more than just an injury? Is there some frustration on his part with whether it's starting or minutes or whatnot? What's your response to that thought?
I've spoken with JK. We talked on the trip, you know, after he went out. We spoke in Orlando for a while before the game. And so we're on the same page. You know, we're both trying for the same thing. There's always frustration for players, when they go out of the starting lineup. That's not unique to anybody. So that was part of the conversation, you know, coming off the San Antonio wins, that we're going to continue to stay with what we're doing, but that could change at any moment. And that's always my approach. If we're doing well, we're going to stick with it. And then we have to adapt and adjust from there. And so that's the case with, in this particular equation with JK, When he does come back, assuming we're still, you know, playing pretty well, I'll bring him off the bench, and he's got to earn his way back into the starting lineup, just like Moses had to do, you know, at the beginning of the season when he was out. And it's always the way it works, no matter who it is.
What dimensions does he bring that you've been missing over the course of the last couple of weeks?
Well, he's rebounded really well this year, and you know, the ability to get by people and create an advantage offensively, you know, off the dribble. You know, we definitely could have used that in a couple of these games, but every player brings something different, and it affects which, you know, lineups we put out there. And so it's always about the five-man unit. And so whoever's available, we just search for the best possible combo.
Steve, your favorite thing tomorrow night, right? When the top scorer on the other team is out.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think it applies in this game, though. You know, like there are games where, you know, the best guy is out and you worry about a letdown. There's no need for a letdown when you're playing Houston without Kevin, because they're still an incredible team. They're putting up, I think, the greatest offensive rebounding stats in league history. They're rebounding over 40% of their missed shots, which is just an astounding stat. But they're a massive team. Like in the playoffs last year against them, that they will play Şengün and Steven Adams together, you know, with Amen Thompson. Get the three of those guys out there. It's no wonder they're getting every rebound. But they're a really unique team, and Ime's done an incredible job over the last couple of years building their identity. They're physical, they're tough, and Şengün has become an all-star. He's one of the best players in the league now. So they're a formidable team.
How would you describe the dynamic between your team and theirs, especially after the playoff series last year?
Well, I don't. It's the first time I've thought about it, to be honest with you. We don't really care much about what happened in the previous decade. We know we've seen them in the playoffs a lot, and we've had our way, you know, over the years. But this is a different team, and our team's different. Their team's different. New year, so all that stuff goes out the window.
With Al Horford likely going to be out for the week, as you mentioned, and Draymond coming back off the midfoot sprain, hopefully he's able to go. What do you do to try to roll out enough big people to try to counteract Steven Adams and the aforementioned Şengün?
Yeah, so Quentin Post and Trayce Jackson-Davis both take on big roles tomorrow. They were both really good last night, and you know, whether Draymond is out there tomorrow night or not, you'll see plenty of Quentin and Trayce.
Steve, I'm always fascinated because coaches often, you know, preach defense. This is in every single sport. So it caught my ear over the weekend when I heard you say that you thought the defense was fine and that you were more concerned about the offense, especially when paired with Jimmy Butler's comments that we're not guarding anybody right now. So can you take us through why you kind of feel the way you do with regard to what the concerns are in your eye right now?
Well, I thought the Portland game was a little bit of a one-off defensively. You know, even with all of our turnovers this year, we are like the 10th ranked defense in the league. And the way I look at it, you know, once we are able to take care of the ball more consistently like we did a year ago, I think our defense becomes top five. I just think it's connected. And so that's why I said what I said. I mean, it wasn't necessarily the case in the Portland game. I think we had 14 turnovers. So we did a good job taking care of it. It was the offensive rebounds that got us in that game. But my point is that over the course of the first 19 games, our defense has been better than our offense. Our offense is hurting our defense with the turnovers, and the numbers show it. We're 9-1 now when we win the turnover battle, and we're 1-8 when we don't. So what should I be more worried about, our offense or our defense?
Yeah, probably the offense. And when you look at the turnover problems, what do you see as the underlying theme that has maybe contributed to the reason why you have turned it over so much?
Well, the things that the coaches are focused on that we can help them with is spacing and cutting. If you have a pattern that you're used to, and guys are where they're supposed to, that makes decision-making a lot easier. So from our standpoint, it's getting them better organized. From the player standpoint, it's decision-making. So, you know, we show clips every day, and we tell them that we will do a better job here, but you guys have to do a better job there, and it's always a collaborative effort. I just think that over the years, we've been a pretty wild team, you know, and that wildness, that chaos has been really successful for us because we've made more threes than other teams. We've played faster. We've had Steph and Clay and Kevin Durant and forcing a fast tempo with the three best shooters on earth is a pretty good plan. So we've always lived with turnovers, but the point we're making to our team every day now is that the league's different. Everybody else is playing just as fast or faster than us. Everybody else has a million three-point shooters. And if we turn it over today, in 2025, we're really vulnerable. Whereas 7-8 years ago, we could get away with it.
Steve, your staff has produced yet another head coach. Chris DeMarco, who's been there for so long, longer than you, in fact, has accepted the job with the New York Liberty and the WNBA. And would just love to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not at liberty to speak about it until the Liberty, no pun intended.
That's beautiful, Steve.
until they make an announcement, Raymond Ritter has informed me that I am not allowed to comment on that that job, and you know, so we'll wait to for the official announcement, and then I'll give you all my thoughts.
And the hypothetical here is he goes from the greatest shooter of all time to possibly coaching the second greatest shooter of all time.
Hypothetically.
Yes. Hypothetically. Just, you know, in a vacuum, anyway.
Well, how about if we ask, like, you know, your thoughts on what Chris DeMarco, you know, brings to your staff right now?
Well, he's one of my closest confidants. I literally talk to him every day, and you know, the fact that he's worn so many hats for us has led him to this point. When I got here, he was in the video room. Bob Myers recommended that I keep him because he had been so impressive the last year or two under Mark Jackson, and I interviewed him and loved him, and he became an advanced scout that first year. So he was out on the road traveling and getting us prepared for our opponents. And he's just, since then, he's done kind of everything. He was our player development director. He and Jerry Stackhouse are really our defensive coordinators together. And he's been the head coach of the Bahamian national team over the years. He's worked his way up the ladder, and he's developed an incredible skill set, being able to coach both sides of the ball. So he's also a fantastic guy and great coach, and he deserves this.
Hypothetically, it would be a pride point for you to have somebody go out and get a job from your staff, but how do you, as the head coach, try to adjust the roles and maybe, hypothetically, account for the brain drain that could possibly, in theory, leave the building?
Yeah, I think all that is hypothetical.
Yeah, it is. So yeah, really.
All right. Hypothetically, what are you doing on Thanksgiving, Steve?
Hypothetically, I'm going to spend time with my family, but they have to want to spend time with me first. Yeah. So we'll have to see if that's the case. But no, we're hosting at our house. My youngest son is up from L.A. My other two kids live here in San Francisco, so we'll all be together. We have some other family coming in town, and it's great. You know, just it's one of the first things I look for in the NBA schedule every year when it comes out in August. Are we home for Thanksgiving and Christmas? And this year we are for both, so we got the good end of the stick.
Are there any plans for are there any team activities that day at all, or are you guys do the guys have the day off?
Yeah, day off, and everybody just, you know, gets to be with their families. And a lot of guys have family in town, you know, having home games. It's a great opportunity for families to come in, watch a couple games, and be with their kids. So that's that works out well.
If there's only one item on the traditional Thanksgiving menu that you were allowed to have on Thursday night, what would it be?
It's the stuffing that comes from inside the turkey.
Okay.
That's the best thing on the menu.
You get the juice in there, and you get the giblets, the possibility of, hypothetically, there would be some giblets there as well. It's awesome.
that's definitely my favorite. So, but I love Thanksgiving. It really is my favorite holiday, and it's going to be great to just be around a ton of family and watch some football and hang out and eat a couple of great meals. It's awesome.
And what's the one Thanksgiving item that you're like, I don't care if somebody forgot to bring that?
You know, I like the traditional cranberry sauce. I'm not thrilled about the bells and whistles in the cranberry sauce that some people like to do. You know, like I just like the basic stuff from the can.
It's from the can. And you remember when your mom used to try to shake it out, and you had that and then wham, it just lands on the dish and it jiggle. It's like, man, I miss that. The cranberry loaf. It's tough to beat.
It's the best.
Well, Steve, enjoy the heck out of the family. Beat the Rockets first.
Yeah.
And then you'll have even more to be thankful for the next day. But thank you as always. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
And happy Thanksgiving to you guys and to all our fans out there. Be safe, and we'll see you guys next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you then, Steve.
All right. See you guys.
Okay. See ya. There you go. Steve Kerr, head coach of the Warriors. And oh, by the way, in hosting those Houston Rockets tomorrow night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell fuel rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. you can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.